Okay, so like anyone out there actually enjoys starting over on a new social media platform.
I totally.
I mean, it's like, come on, rebuilding your network, finding all your favorite accounts.
Yeah.
It's a pain. It's a total headache. I mean, especially right if you're thinking about like ditching Twitter, or X as it's called now,
Right.
and jumping over to Blue Sky. But don't worry, because today we're going to dive into how to make that transition as smooth as possible.
Oh, excellent.
So, we've got this article here by Kevin the Tech Guy, and it's all about this tool called Sky Follower Bridge.
Okay, cool. Have you heard of this?
I have, yeah. It's been getting some buzz lately.
It's pretty interesting, right?
Yeah, especially with all the changes happening over on Twitter. You know, people are scrambling for alternatives, and this tool is kind of like a, it's a bridge, literally.
Yeah.
It helps you bring your Twitter followers over to Blue Sky so you don't have to start from scratch.
Yeah, exactly. It's like a shortcut for finding all your Twitter peeps who are already on Blue Sky.
Right, so you don't have to like endlessly scroll and feel like you're back in like the digital stone age or something.
Exactly. I mean, everyone wants to feel connected right away. You don't want to have to like rebuild your entire network from the ground up.
Okay, that's like you put so much time and effort into Twitter,
Right,
right? I
absolutely.
mean,
Yeah.
why do it all over again?
It's like moving to a new city. I mean, you want to bring your friends with you.
Totally.
Yeah.
So, like, how does this Sky Follower Bridge thing actually work?
Okay, so it's actually really simple.
Okay.
It's a browser extension. You can get it for Chrome or Firefox.
Got it.
And basically, you just install it, open up Twitter. You can be on any page, it doesn't matter.
Okay.
Then you activate the extension, enter your Blue Sky credentials, and hit Find Blue Sky Users.
Easy.
And bam, it gives you a list of all your Twitter contacts who are already on Blue Sky.
That's super convenient.
I know, it's like magic. It's so easy. Even like your grandma could figure it out.
Okay. So before everyone runs off and installs this thing, right,
Yeah.
we got to talk security. So Kevin, he really emphasizes in the article that like this is designed with security in mind, and they recommend using an app-specific password from Blue Sky.
Oh, that's smart. Yeah.
So that way your main Blue Sky password stays, nice and safe tucked away, and the extension only has like limited access.
Right. Yeah, that's a good practice in general.
Yeah.
Like, anytime you're using a third-party app or extension,
For sure.
it's always better to use an app-specific password just in case.
And, like, let's be honest, sometimes convenience wins, right?
Totally.
So if you do end up using your main password, the article says, like, don't worry, the extension doesn't store any of your information and only uses it for that one session.
That's good to know.
But there is, like, a little bit of a catch.
Oh, what's that?
This might not be around forever
Oh, really?
because it basically works by taking, like, a quick snapshot of Twitter's website data.
Oh, I see.
And, well, X has a history of, blocking tools that do that.
Yeah, they're not really fans of screen scraping.
Right. And it's like, who really controls our online experiences, right?
That's a good question. I mean, should platforms be able to just shut down tools that users find helpful?
I don't know. It's kind of a tricky situation.
Yeah, it's definitely a gray area.
So if you're thinking about trying Blue Sky, and you want to bring your Twitter friends along,
Yeah.
you might want to act fast.
Yeah, don't wait too long.
And one last tip, as more of your friends join Blue Sky, it's a good idea to run Sky Follower Bridge a few times just to catch everyone you know.
Right, yeah.
This way you can gradually migrate, your followers who you follow and even your block lists.
So it's like a continuous process.
Yeah, exactly. And it makes your whole Blue Sky experience feel much more like home.
Oh, yeah. I mean, we're creatures of habit, right?
Totally.
So it's nice to have that familiarity when you're moving to a new platform.
For sure, for sure. So bottom line, it seems like a pretty good tool. For anyone looking for like a smooth transition from Twitter to Blue Sky.
Yeah, I would agree with that.
It's user-friendly, it's secure, and it brings your connections with you.
So what's the verdict? Are you going to try it?
I think I might. I'm kind of curious, to see how it
Yeah, me
works.
too. It's definitely worth checking out.
Yeah, I mean, but like, what do you think about X, possibly blocking this tool? I mean,
Yeah.
does that make you more or less likely to try Blue Sky?
That's a tough one. I mean, on one hand, it's kind of annoying that they could just shut it down like that.
Yeah.
But on the other hand, it makes me more interested in Blue Sky just because
Yeah.
they're more open to these kinds of things.
True. I mean, it's like a power struggle, right?
Yeah, totally. It's like, who controls the internet? Who gets to decide what tools we can and can't use?
It makes you think.
It does. It really does.
That's something to ponder.
Definitely some food for thought.
All right. Well, I think that's all the time we have for today's deep dive into Sky Follower Bridge.
Awesome.
So until next time.
See ya.